Tommy at a point, would it could so easily have been three?
Yeah, it could have been. Performance was there again. I don't think the individual errors were necessarily there in terms of being really blatant. But the lads are working hard. You know, they're really buying into it. The fans have been brilliant from the first minute today, or even from 7:30 this morning. They were brilliant, but we're desperate to give them the 3 points at the minute and to start putting smiles back on faces. We tried today, and we just fell short at the end.
Reece Tye scored a great goal, didn't he, to set the ball roll, and then he threw himself into a snowdrift.
Well, you knew he was going to do something daft, you know, and I called that to a few of the fans on the pitch earlier. You know, when you build little snow mountains like that, that someone was always going to go and jump in it, and it fell to the right player, should we say, and he continues to entertain on his goal celebrations, but more importantly for us, he keeps scoring his goals.
Unfortunately, though, Charlie equalised just a few minutes later, just when we needed to be holding on to it.
Yeah, well, we actually switched off, didn't we, directly from kickoff. We actually let them in. So, you know, the little moments is of lack of concentration and keep creeping in there. I think that's probably down to a little bit of nerves. You know, I think the lads know what's riding on these games at the minute. They're not daft. And I think, you know, the sooner we can start climbing this table, I think you'll start to see the lads play more and more football and start becoming and showing the players that me, myself, Alan, know they can be. And we've just said in there, you know, and I do think a lot of it's down to confidence. They want, when you want something so bad, you put a lot of pressure on yourself, and I think at the minute the lads are playing with a bit of pressure on the shoulders.
Second half, got a penalty straight away. Was it the explicit instruction for Stephen Thompson to take it?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you, that was and don't chip it. So yeah, Tomo was the penalty taker as of last week. Obviously he put in a great penalty against Harrogate, and he's dispatched his one today, and I do kind of like the fact that the goals are getting shared around rather than in terms of one player, because I think, you know, Reece is scoring goals, open play or penalties, that's great, but if we can start distributing these goals around a little bit, I think it takes the weight off his shoulders.
They go back to 2-2. It was fairly even after that. We had the ball in their box a couple of times. Couldn't quite create the chance. And at the other end, young Pearce pulled off a cracking save in stoppage time there.
Yeah, he did. You know, and the lads, again, like he came off and he apologised. And I was like, what for getting us a point? You know, that was a great save. You know, you see saves like that on Match of the Day tonight, and they'll be getting raved about. The kid has come in. He's had one training session with us. I thought he was brilliant today. And he'll have a career, and there's no question and doubt in my mind that that'll be the case. He's got a lot of pedigree about him, and I think he had a good solid debut and took a couple of whacks to the face as well.
I was just going to say, he found how physical it can be in National League North, because we've been talking about development football and senior football, and he might have had a bit of a rough introduction there.
Yeah, but again, this is why pro clubs send their lads out to non-league clubs, because that's what you get. You know, you don't get that in 23s football. You genuinely don't. I watched that much of it. It isn't as physical. You don't get the stuff off the ball. You don't get targeted in 23s football. It's all about development. It's all about playing the right way. And I think when these lads come out and step out into the real world, should we say, in men's football, they learn a lot more.
We're up to fourth bottom. Hopefully it can continue the progression away to Leamington next week.
Yeah, well, I said to you the other day, I think it was Craig as well, that if we finish fourth bottom this year, trust me, I won't feel like I've won anything. You know, it's not, for me, it's not an achievement, and the lads know that. The lads know I won't settle for fourth bottom. So we've got our goals and targets in that dressing room, and it's about finishing a lot higher than fourth bottom. So we go on to next Saturday, we go hunting for the 3 points. Obviously, Leamington have dropped down now just to above us, and that's our incentive. You know, we go there and we want to extend this unbeaten run now, which is obviously up to two games, and keep ticking around the points.